you know, with thigh pads, knee pads, hip pads, butt pads. I mean, I've seen people break their tailbone with a butt pad. So, end of the day, I mean, I don't think it's going to necessarily prevent injuries. Maybe thigh bruises, any bruising or whatnot, but I don't think it's going to help too much on any, you know, serious injuries that with ACLs and things of that nature.
You plan on joining Bernard with the leg pads tomorrow, even though you don't have to yet?
Or? Yeah, I guess we go ahead. He told me today I was supposed to, but tomorrow I'll go out there with him, see how I feel. Maybe we get the whole secondary door, so we'll try tomorrow.
He said that you and he kind of getting after each other, special nicknames for one another already.
Oh, yeah, that's Bernicia. That's Bernicia right there. He keeps calling me Michelle, but I'm going to call him Bernicia. So we'll see. I'm going to come up with a better one. You know, he likes to dance and stuff, especially on Hard Knocks and stuff. So hopefully coaches them, you know, put that in the meeting room so everybody sees what Bernard's really about. Everybody sees the real serious, tough side, but, you know, no one knows his night job. So we'll see where it goes from there.
And that's when you know you're at a comfort level with a teammate, though, right? When you can't.
Oh, yeah, you know, just,
like,
you know, at the end of the day, you know, I played against him, you know, when he was with Kansas City, played against him with Houston, and played against him when he was with Ravens. So, you know, I always respected him as a player. You know some other people that know him that played with him that was from Austin that played with Purdue. So, I mean, everybody I talked to was a great guy and stuff, and just trying to get, you know, get used to each other, get familiar with each other, and try to develop a bond, some chemistry between each other so we both know what each other's thinking. So, you know, if that all works hand in hand, man, it should be a good season.
Nate was talking about the importance of getting back to Titans football. How important is it to get back to that point if you guys want to win some more games this year?
Man, I mean, you know, was it 4 years ago, you know, back when we went 13-3? I mean, you know, the defense, Keith Bullock, Chris Hope, even had Albert Hainsworth, you know, those guys. You know, it was a different team back then. And I think with Bernard coming in with his enthusiasm and things, and, you know, Coach Williams here, I think just getting everybody's head to and bring, you know, the thing to look different. You know, go out there and play tough football and stuff, play within the rules, but go out there and play tough football. So just getting things to swing around, try to develop that chemistry amongst all of us and that leadership, you know, amongst us, and just be able to play as a team. So I think right now, you know, it's everybody's talking and everybody's hearing it day in, day out. So I think eventually by the end of this camp, you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
Do you see any difference between the locker room this year and last year, maybe a more motivated bunch after what transpired last year?
I see a lot more people, you know, more serious. You know, last year, I think it was a little, you know, fun and games and stuff. But I think a lot of people care now. You know, again, you know, not going to the playoffs and things of that nature, I think everybody's starting to care more about playing football. You know, come here, come ready to work. You know, we have fun, but at the same time, you know, we come here to work. So it's a little different attitude in here. You know, we're having fun, but at the same time, we're here working.
How eager are you to get an opportunity to finally show fans how different this team is from last year's with tomorrow's first open practice?
Man, very eager. You know, tomorrow, I mean, we have no pads on and stuff, but I mean, I really, at the end of the day, I can't wait to get the pads on, you know, just with myself, just working on my angles, working on tackling, things of that nature, and just being able to go out there and just play physical. You know, I think if we get a little heated out there and everybody get a little, you know, whatever, a little tussling, whatever, a little pushing and shoving, but just getting the whole attitude, everybody having the same type of attitude, you know. If we go out there and practice hard against each other, but it prepares us when it comes season time, come game time. You know, the first game we got is Pittsburgh Steelers, and we know what type of football they play, and we're going there to play. So with that being said, I mean, I think it's going to pan out, and it's going to benefit us just going out there and playing physical.